Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you guys for coming for my baptism. Just to start out, when I was young, I'd always went to church with my family, who are here today, and who I'm always very thankful for. I always went to church as a young man, but never 100% sure really knew if Jesus was real, because at a young age, I would wonder why people would be sick or why people would have accidents or death. I was non-understanding of things like that. But later in my life, I realized that none of that really means anything to us, but that God's plan and why he put us here is to follow his teachings and to follow him. And what made me first start thinking about becoming a Christian was, I remember it was right after high school, and all my friends were having fun after the summer, and I only got to hang around at home for about 2 weeks, and then I had to go off to junior college 6.5 hours away from home in Illinois. And once I arrived there, the homesickness started to set in, and I just felt alone, and I felt lost, and my mom wasn't there, and my sisters and dad wasn't there, and I knew then I wanted to become a Christian, because the only way that I could fill that loneliness was to keep God in my heart. And before I left, my parents had bought me a brand new Bible, and I had taken it up there with me, and I would read it frequently. And while I was up there, I had some roommates that were not Christians, and for a semester or so, and they would take part in things, you know, that weren't Christian-like. And I also had a Christian family there that ministered to me, that I would be able to move away from that type of environment and go to church with them on Sundays, as well as prayer and reading my Bible. And I remember one semester we had came home for, I think it was Christmas, and our leasing agent at the apartment building that I was living at the time said, "We have another roommate for you guys that'll be affiliated with the football team that I was playing for at the time." And my other two roommates kind of rejected that and didn't want that to happen. And I didn't know how to feel about it, because it was three guys living in a two-bedroom apartment. And I had prayed about it. And coming back from that Christmas break, the new kid was at the apartment, and he was already moved in. I could already tell that he was unsure, and he already knew that the roommates that I had already had didn't want him there. So he had put all his stuff in my room, and once I had got there, I had seen that he had a Bible on his bed that his parents had given him to. His name is Derek. Right then, we kind of clicked it off, and we became great friends, and we would pray together, and we would read our Bibles together, and that helped us also with our friendship, and it also helped us excel in the classroom and on the football field. So that's when I first started to really be filled with Christ and filled with fellowship away from home with the people around me. And to know what I thought and what I needed to become a Christian, I just knew that the only way that I could ultimately get to heaven was believing in Jesus and the following of his teachings in the Bible. And I knew that the only way to be successful and to gain eternal life and wealth was to become a follower of Jesus Christ. So when, after hard days in class, I would remember sometimes like not even eating. I remember practicing and not even eating. I'd just be starving, and I would get home and I would take showers, and I would pray in the shower, and I would pray when I had time alone, and I would just pray and read my Bible when I could, and I just, Lord, started to fill my heart with better things, and he started to put other followers of Christ into my life, and they started to help me with tons of other things in my life, and discipleship means a lot to me. I know it's hard sometimes to disciple to non-following Christians who don't even see the way that God intended for us to see, but just asking someone if they believe in Christ and that he is our only true Savior has helped me, and me knowing that he paid the ultimate price for my sins gives me assurance every day. And once I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, it's been a lot easier for me to disciple to others. So, explaining what happened when I became a Christian, I kind of explained this already, but I just started doing things differently. I started to see the world differently. I started to see people differently. I started to see race differently. I started to see equality and how you interact with other people genuinely, and how you profess your faith to others around you gives God the greater glory. So my life is now different since I've become a Christian, because whatever the situation or outcome is, I always find security when I put God first, and I will always keep reading my Bible the more to better and further the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. And I thank my family, I thank everyone here, I thank my church family, I thank Nick and Marsha, Carson, Ron, James, everyone here that has helped me, and I just give all the glory to God, and I'm so thankful. And that is my testimony.
Amen. Amen. So Jake, just to kind of profess to those who are here, a part of our church family and friends this morning, have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ and trusted in him as your Savior and Lord?
Yes, I have.
And do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, and that there's no way for us to have a right relationship with God apart from putting our faith in Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do.
And do you commit to follow him and serve him all your days and surrender to him with all that you are?
Yes, I do.
Well, Jake, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.